Dieser Podcast wird präsentiert von Amplify Your Life, das erste Mindset-Workbook, das Achtsamkeit, Mental Health und Rock'n'Roll vereint.
Wir sind Jana Solveig und Uwe Lerch, das Powerpaar hinter diesem Buch. Für mehr Tiefe und Sinn in lauten Zeiten.
Fühlst du dich ständig erschöpft und sehnst dich nach Klarheit, innerer Ruhe und Selbstwirksamkeit?
Mit dem Spirit des Rock'n'Roll zeigen wir dir, wie du deinen inneren Verstärker wieder auf die 11 drehst. Klar, fokussiert und lebendig.
Amplify Your Life. Jetzt mehr erfahren und vorbestellen auf www.amplifyyourlife.de.
How you doing? This is Mark Tremonti, and you're listening to the Blog of Rock podcast.
Hallo, willkommen bei The Block of Rock, deinem Hardrock und Heavy Metal Podcast Musikmagazin. Ich bin Uwe Lerch und ich nehme dich Backstage mit zu den Rockstars. Natürlich quatschen wir über die Musik, die uns alle verbindet, über neue Platten, über Livepläne und was früher so war. Aber wir sprechen auch über die Menschen dahinter. Was hat sie inspiriert und motiviert und welche Rockstar-Tipps haben sie für dich da draußen? In den Shownotes, das ist die Beschreibung zu dieser Episode, über die du das hier gerade hörst, findest du einen zentralen Link für alle weiteren Informationen, der dich aber auch in meine offizielle Facebook-Gruppe führt. Ich würde mich freuen, wenn wir uns hier kennenlernen. Bist du nun am Start? Na dann komm doch mit! In der heutigen Episode gibt es musikalisch endlich mal wieder was auf die Mütze, denn ich habe gleich Mark Tremonti, den Gitarristen von Alter Bridge, aber auch Creed am Rohr. Während beide Bands gerade Pause haben, ist er mit seinem Solo-Act Tremonti auf der Spur und hat bereits vor 2 Monaten mit Marching in Time ein fettes Brett abgeliefert. Ich erwischte ihn on the road im Hotelzimmer. Sperrt die Lausche auf.
How you doing? Hello. How's it going?
Hello, Mark. Where do I pick you up? It looks like a hotel room.
I'm in a hotel room in Niagara Falls.
So how is the weather over there?
It's beautiful. Beautiful day.
You're on tour at the moment, so things are rolling for Tremonti.
Yeah, this is our second tour since the lockdowns. So yeah, we're glad to be back on the road.
I've seen you doing a great package over there.
Yeah, you know, it's been quite a night. You know, we're on tour right now with 4 bands, so it's a big tour.
So who's playing with you?
We have Travis Brocht. Us, Seven Dust, and Daughtry.
Perfect. I would like to be there. So how big are the venues?
They're theaters, you know, anywhere from 1,500 to 4,000 seats, I think.
Awesome. Good to be back on the road, I assume.
Absolutely.
So you've had the busy year. We had several releases. First release was your little baby girl and, yes, of course, a new album. So how has it been with your little princess?
Oh, it's the best thing in the world. You know, she's 8 months now and she's got a smile on her face at all times. And that's the hardest thing about what I'm doing now is being away from her. It's thank God for FaceTime.
Of course, that's good. It's the first daughter, as I've heard.
Yeah, I've got 2 boys and 1 daughter, but my boys are old. I got, you know, 16 and turning 13 this month. So it's a big age gap.
Do you often feel the lyrics of "With Arms Wide Open" when you hold her in your arms?
That was so long ago, you know. That was such a, you know, it's actually, I wrote a song on this record that had to do with becoming a father during a pandemic. It was the title track, Marching in Time. So that was kind of her inspiration on this record.
We're going to talk about this, of course, now, which, because Marching in Time was the other big release of Tremonti this year. So it's a great album. It's been very well received in Germany as well.
Nice. That's great to hear.
How did you record the album during the pandemic?
You know, we had all the time in the world. You know, during the pandemic, there were no deadlines. You know, we had no idea what was going on. I didn't know if I was going to go back out with Alter Bridge on tour, if I was going to do Tremonti next or what. And finally, my manager said, you know, it's been too long between records for Alter Bridge, so let's switch gears and get in the studio with Tremonti. And Miles got in the studio with his solo act, and we just hit the ground running. I had more time than ever before on a Tremonti album to give every song its fair shake at every possibility could go through. So we dotted every I, crossed every T on this record.
So you kept on writing, and whatever suits to your solo bands came in this one, and maybe some tracks are left for the next Alter Bridge?
Yeah, you never know. You know, it's the only time that one song won't fit another band is if it's too much of a speed metal kind of thing. I keep that to Tremonti.
Do you have it already in mind when you start working on a song, or is it something which comes after?
Well, whenever I'm, you know, as soon as I stopped recording Walk the Sky, I hit the ground running writing for the next Tremonti record. So I'm always focused on the next specific band, but that doesn't mean that there's not some bleed through. So on this record, there's a song called Under the Sun that I intended to be on the last Alter Bridge record, but we just didn't have time.
So you kept it for your own project?
Yeah, absolutely.
This time you didn't do a concept album. So it just went on as it was floating.
Yeah, you know, I'm rewriting the Dying Machine novel for a second time, and we've got some interest from a publishing house. So we're very, very excited about. Well, I'm very excited about becoming a published author. Think, which would be amazing. So I'm rewriting the story now. I should know in the next couple months if that's going to be rewritten. And I didn't want to write another concept record until I knew where this, you know, if this book was going to live on or not. So we'll see.
So this is something which is missing on your bucket list. You have all the golden records at home, lots of stuff, but being a published writer is something which is left on your list.
That is a huge bucket list thing for me. It's definitely something that I would be very, very excited about. And like I said, fingers crossed, I'll know very soon.
So the album was really well received in Germany. I was really surprised. I think it was number 13 in German charts for solo records. Of course, Alter Bridge and even the bands you've been in before has been huge in Germany, but for a solo record, was a big success. So seems you have a great crowd over here.
Absolutely. You know, Europe in general is keeping this band alive, keeping both Alter Bridge and Tremonti alive. You know, it's such a thriving place for rock and roll music and heavy metal and rock and roll. It's I think the whole world of rock and roll owes, you know, a big debt to European crowds.
Is a big difference between the target groups? You played in the US big festivals, you played in Europe big festivals, like of course Rock am Ring and Wacken and so on. So what's a big difference between the audience?
I think mainly European audiences are they're more open-minded across the board. You'll go to see a festival and they'll appreciate Slayer and they'll appreciate, you know, Alice in Chains, you know, whereas, you know, in the States, sometimes people will just want one genre and not be open-minded to both. I think, you know, one thing that's happened since this pandemic is now that people go to see these shows, I think they are more open-minded in general across the globe. So everybody's happy just to get back out and see shows again. So hopefully that's the one silver lining in what happened.
Of course, we are all hungry for rock. You're lucky that you can go on tour in the US at the moment, and in Europe, it doesn't look so positive, but let's keep fingers crossed. You're coming over to Europe.
Yeah, we're coming over in January. So, you know, hopefully everybody gets things under control because we've already got everything planned. We're ready to go. We're getting our bags packed. So, you know, hopefully everything stays calm over there and everybody keeps things under control.
That's what we're working here with our new government. Of course, everybody needs to get somehow vaccinated, wearing masks and so on. But people, of course, are really willing to go back to the clubs to see some live shows. And what could we expect? Of course, it will be a Tremonti focused show. So there will be no tracks from the other bands, I assume.
Yeah, just Tremonti stuff. You know, we're gonna just start playing as many of the new songs as we can. Right now, so far in the States, we've been playing support roles, and our sets have been, you know, an hour long. So when we come over there, it's going to be, you know, an hour and a half or longer. So we got to get back into full length shape and start introducing some new songs, and we're excited for it.
Is it difficult for you to go back to this kind of support role?
No, it's actually really easy. You know, it's the easiest thing to do is, you know, as a singer, your voice can only handle so much every night if you sing like I do. I'm not a trained singer. I can't sing for hours and hours. I sometimes have to scream like a caveman to hit notes. So my voice doesn't last 2 hours. So it usually takes me a good week to get that voice to last a good hour and a half of pushing it the way I do. So The support roles are pretty easy when it comes to that.
The new album Marching in Time was also released, of course, on vinyl. And it seems that it's, you know, vinyl's getting bigger, bigger, bigger over there. Even me, I was restarting my vinyl collection just during the pandemic. I just had a few of them, but now I'm keep on buying back the vinyl, old stuff, new stuff. How about you? Do you have a special recommended place at your home to listen to vinyl?
I do. I have a studio in my house. My wife bought me a record player last Christmas. And so I'm setting it up I haven't actually got it hooked up. I've got a PA in my studio because that's kind of my live room for rehearsals. And I'm just going to hook up that record player through my PA and kind of have that be my little vibe room.
So this will be done when you come back from tour, taking care of your little princess of the rest of the family and getting your record player plugged in.
Yeah, you know, she loves going into the studio, so she'll sit there and enjoy it with me.
But she's not walking already.
No, she can't even crawl. She can't even sit up yet. She falls. You got to hold her by the waist.
Let's talk about the rest of the family. There's another band, Alterbridge. So what's the status in here? Miles is busy at the moment with his stuff. I just listened today on the radio, the new Slash song he put out. So how is he doing? He's also being on tour in the US.
Oh, Miles is great. Yeah, they've been on, I think, two tours now, if I'm not mistaken. But I just spoke to him last week and he's doing great. When he's off tour, he likes to just find peace and he goes and sits by the lake and near his home and relaxes, you know. So this is a different thing for Miles. You know, this ever since I've known Miles, me and him have been very, very, very busy touring. And between Alterbridge / his solo project, he hasn't had much time to sit down and enjoy his spare time. So when I talk to him now, he just seems like he's relaxed. You know, we're usually when we talk back in the day, we're fast talkers. We want to get things done. We want to get songs written. We want to get records out. Now it's I think he's peaceful these days.
When you guys get back together working on the new Alterbridge after your tour in Europe?
Yeah, well, we might actually get together before our tour in Europe just to put some ideas together because we're going into the studio in April, April and May. So we've got to be ready to go by well before that.
So as you're busy, I assume there's no time left for Creed for the moment.
Not right now. You know, like I said, I'm touring right up until we go into the studio in April and May. After we get out of the studio in May, I go back out with Tremonti, hit all the big festivals in Europe and in the States and as many shows as we can hit before, I think, November of next year when Alterbridge goes back on tour for the first time. And I think we start in Europe. And, we've already started booking venues over there because you have to book venues so far out nowadays. After this pandemic, everybody wants to get back out there. So you've got to reserve these rooms, you know, a year and a half in advance. So we're already planning that next Alterbridge tour.
Good to hear. That's great. But I've heard that you're also working on another project which has got to do with charity and with helping other people. So this is something I would really like to spend the last minutes of our time to talk about this project because we always love musicians who do also good things for other people.
Yeah, you know, this is about the most exciting project I've ever worked on in my life. And I'm raising money for Down syndrome. My daughter has Down syndrome and I'm starting a foundation called Take a Chance for Charity that I'm going to challenge other musicians, actors, athletes, whoever has a platform to do something that nobody would ever see coming and do it for fun and to raise money for charity. And it can be anybody's charity that they choose. And it could be a song, it could be a painting, it could be a poem, whatever it is. But the project I worked on, I did an entire record and it's top secret what it is, but I couldn't be more excited about it. Everybody I've played it for, the response has been tremendous. So it's something it's going to be really hard for me to sit on it. We're going to announce it March 21st. Okay. That's National Down Syndrome Awareness Day in the United States. So that's when we're going to make the big announcement. And I'm going to try and recruit as many people as I can to follow my lead and try to raise some money.
Will it be kind of an auction thing?
No, we'll just put the record out for sale. And from the very first record sale, every penny goes to charity. We've got a kind-hearted guy who raised all the money to pay for the rest of all the recording and the marketing. And so no money has to go back into any costs. For the first record sold, it goes straight to charity.
So you're looking also for other artists to campaign this campaign?
Yes, yes. And they can do anything they want. They can pick any charity they want. It's just got to be, you know, under the name, you know, Take a Chance for Charity. And it's, you know, in a perfect world, we get as many diversified acts as we can. You know, I'd like to get a death metal band singing a Bob Marley song, whatever it is, whatever, you know, catches people by surprise. Yeah, as many artists as possible, you know, as many diverse acts as we can get. get on board. You know, it's I don't want to raise $1 million. I want to raise $100 million in the name of Take a Chance for Charity. And it'll be great to actually show the Rock, you know, show the world what the Rock world can do.
Of course. When you are on tour, are there some special packages available? We need to talk about this.
Yeah. Well, we do. I don't know what's going to be available when we get over there, but usually we do a meet and greet package. Now in the States, our meet and greets are different. You know, people come and they see the sound check and we take a group picture. But, you know, with all the COVID protocols and everything, you know, we can't do the shake hands. You know, we pre-sign our autographs and take a group picture with us on stage and the fans in front of us. But I usually do guitar clinics, you know, and I try to teach people how I write songs and how I play guitar as best I can. And I do that every show day. So hopefully I can do that when we get over there. But yeah, fingers crossed that can happen, because it hasn't been able to happen here in the States yet. So we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed, of course. Thank you very much. Have a nice day in Niagara Falls. I love the city. You're on the U.S. side, not on the Canadian side.
Yeah, the U.S. side.
You've been to the falls today?
I have not. I'm going to head over there in a little bit. I'm going to grab some lunch and head over there.
To the Mate of the Mist.
That's right.
Where even Marilyn Monroe did her movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. And it's a beautiful day out, so I'm looking forward to it.
All the best to you. Thanks for taking the time, Mark. See you in January. And I'll take care of your charity foundation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Hierzu gibt es leider noch einen traurigen Nachtrag. Nur wenige Tage nach diesem Gespräch wurde die eben angesprochene US-Tour leider abgebrochen, da die 25-jährige Stieftochter von Daughtry-Fronter Chris Daughtry auf bisher nicht übermittelte Weise plötzlich verstorben ist. Einige Newsportale haben sogar von Mord berichtet. Hoffen wir mal, dass die geplante Euro-Tour von Tremonti unter einem besseren Stern steht. Und wenn ich mir die aktuelle Corona-Lage so ansehe, kann man schon seine Zweifel haben. Achtet also auf die Nachrichten zu diesen Shows. Wenn dir diese Episode gefallen hat, folge mir doch gerne beim Podcast-Dealer deines Vertrauens, damit du auch die nächste Folge nicht verpasst. Du bekommst die ganze Staffel als kostenloses Abo unter anderem bei Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Deezer, Soundcloud, YouTube, dem Podcast-Portal von Google oder natürlich über meine Homepage theblogofrock.com. Höre dir dort auch die bereits veröffentlichten Stories an, denn jede Woche gibt es hier neues Futter. Und vor allem, erzähle es deinen Freunden und teile die frohe Kunde auf Social Media. Alles klar? Dann hören wir uns ja wieder beim nächsten Mal. Bis dahin, keep on rockin'!
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.